The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DG Asim KMOX 205. I don't say this enough, but if you are listening to 1120 AM, click it over to FM and try 98.7. It's a small signal. It's not as big as like 97.1 or 96.3 or something. It's a translator, but it helps in St. Louis to hear the station better, beefier, more of a ballsy sound. The best thing to do is just download the Odyssey app. It's really super easy. And then you can just favorite KMOX and you can listen, you can pause, you can rewind, you can podcast anything you want. Let me know when we get our final podcast numbers.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be after the first of the year, yeah. but it's going to be very exciting to see them.
It'll be millions again, though, right?
Very good. Much. We're well over that.
Good.
Also, you know, added bonus of the Odyssey app is that when Wheeler drops an S-bomb, you can hear it. You can hear it.
You get the full experience,
you hear it all.
Baby.
Full experience.
Not sanitized.
We can't hide from you on the app.
Can I tell you what my new TikTok algorithm is showing me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff on grief, which is understandable. Although I've never searched anything on TikTok. One, I'm not a searcher. Two, I'm too afraid to. It seems like it'll kick me into a super algorithm. So I guess I was talking about grief with someone or my mom. It's just like showing me a bunch of that stuff.
Your phone heard it.
Could be. Two, this is weird. Mostly young women. Talking about how smoking is actually cool and how more people should do it. And at first I thought it was like ironic, which is why I guess I keep getting them, because I watched the first one. Like, okay, is this like going to lead into a, and if you believe that, nope, it's just people saying like, hey, I work and I support myself and I love to smoke and you should too. And weird.
Weird.
And then the third thing I'm getting is,
do they work for Philip Morris?
Is Wicked. I'm getting a lot of the songs from Wicked.
Yeah.
And I am watching them.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty catchy.
They're great. It's a great musical.
I'm going to have to see this movie.
Just be warned, when the monkeys show up, might want to close your eyes for a bit.
I'll be ready.
I do think it will be a little frustrating to you. I think you will be...
Do they sing?
The monkeys do not sing.
They don't sing popular.
They don't sing popular.
Okay.
Popular comes well before that. But you do need to stick around past the monkeys to get to Defying Gravity, which is the big the big number.
Yeah.
Wicked, anything to you?
I mean, I'll watch it whenever it's streaming. I'm not going to go see it. But I've you know more about it than I do. I don't know any of the songs or anything like that. I think my nieces like it, but I've never, like...
I'll watch it with them.
Okay.
Nothing weird about that.
No. Totally normal.
Uncle Dave's coming over.
I'm taking someone's nieces to see Wicked today.
Razor's Edge?
Yes, I have a couple things I want to talk about. The first is actually from over the weekend. I sent something to the group chat that everyone just kind of breezed past. And I was talking to Andrew about it last night after the show, and he acknowledged, he was like, oh, I didn't get that. So I found the TV Guide cover of Frasier and Niles. And I sent it to you guys. You remember this?
Yeah. We all laughed a little bit or something.
Well, what did it say? What did it say?
I didn't get the reference.
It said a couple of sexy kings.
Oh, it said Frasier's Edge.
It said Frasier's Edge.
Oh.
That's why I sent it to the group chat. I was like, it's all coming together, people.
I thought it was just more of your Frasier.
I figured that because I sent it, and I think I was actually watching my nieces at the time when I sent it to you guys. So then when I got like a tepid response, I'm like, I'll take this up with them later. And I kind of forgot about it until now.
Yeah.
That was the whole point. It's Frasier's Edge.
Andrew responds with like sexy young Elliot Gould with Grover on his shoulder.
Then I was really lost.
Because I thought that was the thing. I thought it was they look sexy. greasy all over each other like that.
No, it's razor's edge.
I knew that my head was underwater.
I thought that her love of Frasier had transcended into like an attraction to David Hyde Pierce.
No.
And she's like, look at this guy.
Can I tell you what I thought?
Sure, man.
I thought at first it was saying that they had both come out as gay. But they looked young, so I'm like,
right, it was older.
Yeah, it was older. And I'm then, like, this is weird.
And then you followed with the horse hospice picture.
Yeah.
It always works.
It went completely off the rails.
Yeah, it always works.
And then I went to a Frasier gif.
Yes.
Like, that was, I did not, Rach, I cannot believe that that did not connect until just now.
It went over everybody's head.
We did not even come close.
We will text on weekends, but not that often. And so when you hit me with that one, I was like, geez. Drunk.
I figured like you were like in the middle of watching the show.
I like Frasier.
Yeah, Frasier is.
He was on TV Guide in the 90s.
Oh, Rachel's drunk at 10 a.m. on a Saturday. Again.
I was even reading like the sub headline underneath to figure out if that was the point. It says America's favorite
brothers. I was just like, horse hospice and.
Only thing better than Frasier? Niles.
I mean, that is true.
Yeah.
Niles is the only thing better than Frasier, except maybe Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie's the best.
All right, moving on from Frasier.
Why didn't you just say something?
That's so funny.
Because at the time, I was just like, I don't feel like
dealing with this.
He's like, I'll do it on the show.
These three idiots didn't even get the most obvious joke.
Segment we do every single day.
In my defense, I hadn't realized I was a genius yet.
Yeah, so. That's a good point. True. You didn't know the finger thing.
No.
If this was post-hand, Dave,
right?
Yes.
It would have been totally different.
Right. You would have, today.
I'd be like Frasier's Edge.
Today, you'd be like, oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, moving on from Frasier, just for now, we'll get back to it someday. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I have been talking a lot about like my social media habits on the air lately. Mm-hmm. And I'm just being real. I'm going through something with it. Like, I'm just coming to the realization that I take in so many people's opinions, especially on X, and I don't need to be doing that the way I am. I've reached this impasse where it's like, I can't keep going down this same path. So I have to do something different.
Get it.
So what I've been trying to do is, when I find myself mindlessly scrolling, which is often when I catch myself doing it, I like get out of there really fast and then just try to do something else. And I'm just trying to be a little more mindful mm-hmm. about the entire practice. But that brings me to my overall thing I'm going through right now is I feel like I just need like more discipline in my life overall. I feel like modern times, whatever, it's really easy to be alive right now in many respects. Like there are many challenges, but there's also like, there's never been more ways to entertain yourself. There's never been more ways to distract yourself and to appease yourself and to stay stuck in the same spot. And I just feel like I need like a plan and discipline. So that's like my goal for 2025 is to be more mindful when it comes to the things I take in. What?
This is going to be bad for us, isn't it?
Why?
I don't.
Why is it going to be bad for you guys?
I just feel like we're going to have to be more disciplined now.
No. I mean, you guys don't have to come along on my journey.
We don't want that for us, do we?
I mean, I'm... No.
I love to feel supported by my
We will
my
support
pals.
You, Rach.
Not interested.
We will support
no,
you.
No, if it's just supporting, you have my full support.
Yeah, you got my support, too.
Yeah,
yeah, but you can do whatever you want.
But you guys never feel that way? Like, you never look around at your life and go, like...
Oh, yeah.
I need to be like locked in here and I'm just not. I'm just kind of like floating about.
And I've always said this, having the job we have is like being drunk. And here's my analogy. When we were younger and you would go out drinking and then someone's like, let's go to Burger King. You're like, yes,
yeah.
I'm getting a Whopper and I'm getting an oblong chicken sandwich because you're drunk and you get to do what you want to do because you're drunk. And doing this job is so relatively difficult in a weird niche kind of way that on my off time, it makes me feel like, oh, I can do that, which usually revolves around sitting on my couch and scrolling,
mm-hmm.
which is not good. It's not a good way to use the 85 or 90 years you get on this planet and then you have no promise of anything else. It's not a good use of it, but it's justifiable through our job.
Yeah,
that's the way I've always looked at it.
Mm.
Not healthy, not good, not ideal, but very justifiable.
So question for Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
So you say
The king of discipline is going to help you.
Don't you ever look around and think, I'm just floating through life, need to lock in, right? So what does that mean to you? What is discipline to you?
I feel like I'm wasting my potential in life.
In what way, and how would you change it?
I feel like I just said, I spend so much time just like distracting myself and doing nothing. Like, I'll get off work and I'm like, oh, great, now I get to do nothing. And it's like, well, that shouldn't be my goal. Like, relaxation shouldn't be the ultimate goal.
What are some options?
Some options are to like develop, like, just not be on my phone all the time, not just be focused on, oh, I want to get to that point where I don't have any responsibilities. Like, it's like right now we're all leading up until vacation. How many times have I said in the past couple of days, like, oh, we just have
three more days,
three shows to go, and then we're on vacation. And it's like, I feel like I'm in a constant state of like, I just need to get to that place where I don't have to worry about it. Oh, I need to get to that place where my show's done for the week. I need to get to that place where I even do it with the show. Like, once headlines hits, I'm like, all right, my big segment's over. Like, this is great. Like, I'm obviously still engaged and working on the show, but I'm just like, I just need to get up over that hump and then I can relax. And it's like, why is my ultimate goal relaxing?
I don't know, man. I think that sounds to me like the vast majority of people.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
yeah.
And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying for me,
you want to change
it. I feel a void in my life doing that.
Would out of the possible things you could do that are more disciplined, do they revolve mostly around money and income, or could you just throw yourself into tennis or take classes at a community college and that would probably scratch your itch?
You know, I think it has been cold, so I haven't been playing tennis, and I do feel that kind of void from, like, the summertime. Like, I would get up every morning and go play for a couple hours, and then I would come in and work, and then I would go home and have dinner, and then I'm tired, and it's like, oh, I had a full day. I don't feel like I have those full days as much anymore, so I feel like that's lacking. I mean, I just want to level up. And like, maybe this is not a conversation to be having on the air because I feel myself getting defensive at everything you guys are asking me, because it's like, I don't know, like, maybe it's just the kind of thing, like, I want to level up in life and I know the path I'm on, I'm not going to do that. And all I'm saying is it's just never been easier to make that decision of like, I'll just stay the same, because it's just so fun and it's so comfortable to stay the same with all like our creature comforts that we have.
I tell you this, Rach, the best way to handle that kind of thought is to not handle it as a big thing, but find the first little thing to do.
Yeah.
The first little thing, you're like, you know what? I could do that differently today and then see what that does. And you kind of build, it's like building any kind of habit, right?
Yeah.
So when you start, just as an example, we've been joking about it, but when I started lifting weights, again, 4 months ago, I didn't start with like, all right, let's go, big weight, let's move it.
Yeah.
You start like a little bit. And you're like, all right, I'm doing okay. I can do more.
A guy last night, ironically on TikTok, he's a pretty famous psychiatrist. And I know you're not talking about depression.
But I kind of am.
but he was talking about one of his clients who has the worst depression he's treated. And he said, I've been seeing him for 4 years. Nothing has worked. I've given him a million suggestions. And he came in the other day and he said, I'm so much better because of your advice. And he was like, you have to narrow it down. I've given you so many things. And this guy... because of his depression, had linked the fact that nothing he can do is going to give him any pleasure. So he stopped doing anything in life. He stopped all of his hobbies and he just works and exists. And he just spontaneously started a hobby. And that hobby gave him pleasure. And that made a connection in his brain that, oh, I can still feel pleasure.
Yep.
I should try something else. And talking about incremental changes and small victories. I think you're killing it. Thanks. You're under 35. You are on a huge show in a top 25 market. You have your own show. You're in a stable relationship. You're killing it. You're doing great. But I get it. I mean, I'm almost double your age, and I feel the same kind of thing.
And I don't want anyone to feel like I'm over here like, I'm such a loser. I'm not doing anything. I don't feel that way.
You want to level up?
Yeah, I want to reach my full potential, and I know with the choices that I make when I'm just left to my own devices, like, I'm not reaching my full potential. Yeah. And Wheels is so right when he says, like, you need to start small. I think that's why I've been so fixated on, like, the social media aspect of, like, I need to be more mindful about this, because that's one step in a series of steps.
At my home, I have 4 drum sets and 15 guitars.
and three amplifiers, and I haven't touched them in the longest time. I would currently choose to sit on my couch on the heated blankets and scroll through TikTok and mindlessly watch the news than pick up one of my guitars and start playing it again or go play drums, which is inexplicable. It's just indefensible, especially when you have access to something. And I have weights. I could be working out. I could be doing all kinds of things. I live in a super walkable neighborhood and near parks and stuff. And it is confounding why you continue to make those,
I don't know, I path of
least resistance decisions.
To start with, by the way, I recommend, I have said this before, but I highly recommend dashing as a way to, door dashing as a way to get extra income and feel fulfilled. I felt incredibly fulfilled doing it. I really did. Not kidding at all. I loved it. But also, I don't see, I mean, all four of us in this room, we work hard. And I don't really see anything. I'm not a big fan of like, I guess how you're saying it, Dave, where you're like, it's indefensible that I would choose to like be comfy under heated blankets watching TV instead of like being better at guitar or, you know, lifting weights or whatever. I don't really see anything wrong with working hard when you work and then choosing to relax when you don't have to be in a state of work. I don't know. I don't really see anything wrong with it.
Right, but I'm not saying there's anything. I'm like I said earlier, I'm not saying like I'm making the wrong choice currently. I'm saying it's not what I want for myself.
Right, you want to make a different choice.
Yeah.
Right. Like I don't look at other people and go like, "Well, you're not learning a new language right now, so you're a piece of crap." Like I don't feel like that at all.
Andrew's saying that like when you say Dave, it's indefensible. No, it's totally defensible.
I think it's defensible.
It's totally defensible. You put in a lot of work to do what you do, and it may not feel like the same kind of work as when you were, pulling corn out of the ground when you're a teenager. But it's still work, and it still taxes the brain, and the brain reacts the way that it wants to recover from that. And I think the problem when I think about this is everybody should be comfortable in what they want it to be, right?
To
if
Rachel's-
you want more, that's fine. If you don't, if you think, hey, relaxing's cool, then relaxing's cool. Like, that's how it should
be. To Rachel's point, isn't it amazing the power of habit and the power of patterns?
Yeah.
Like, you get into patterns that turn into habits, and then you got to break them, right? There was a point when I was, like, couch rotting when it wasn't a pattern and it wasn't a habit. And then it became a pattern. Then it became a habit. So,
It's
a good segment.
I think we have to all understand that there isn't a right.
Right.
Like, if you're feeling it, that's what you should pursue.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you're feeling the itch that Rachel's describing, then do something. You know, like, that's okay. And if you're not, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of these rise and grind jerks that act like that's the only way people should be. Like, well, I'm getting 28 hours in a 24-hour day because I'm doing... Fine,
it's
good.
But
that's just not... It's like 1% of people.
It's very interesting to watch the competing influencers, right? To watch the ones that Wheeler's talking about that are like, if you don't want to rise and grind, you're a total idiot. You're doing it all wrong. And then the ones on the opposite side.
226 DGS. This is more of an Amy question, but is it gross to use someone else's soap?
No.
Like in the shower?
It depends on who the someone is in that case, if you're talking about in the shower.
Like bar soap?
Yeah.
Boy.
If there's like a hair on it, yeah.
I
can soap get dirty?
I have asked myself that question a million times. I don't know the answer to it. But to answer your question, I don't think I would want to use somebody's soap that wasn't like my wife or whatever. But I don't remember last time that was tested. Maybe like in high school, and I'm sure I did. If, you know, you and your dad share the same shower or whatever. It's an interesting question, though.
Yeah, I don't know that I would say it's, like, by definition gross, but it's probably a little weird.
If you can avoid it, do.
I would.
Yeah. I would use anyone's soap in the world.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
I'm so dirty.
Yeah, I just don't, I'm sure it can't. I mean, it's soap. It's clean.
Yeah, I'm not worried about getting leprosy or anything. I'm just, you know.
It's gross if they're, like, rubbing it directly into their pits or something, but if they're just, like, getting it on their hands.
Are you direct rubbers?
No.
I am. Are you not supposed to be?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're sharing That's soap grosser. With another person.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really? Oh, whoops.
Well, it's only grosser if someone else is using your soap.
Yeah, that's true. Do what you want with your soap.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
That's why the little the liquid soaps are the best anyway.
I wash my whole body and head with bar soap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
I don't like bar soaps.
You don't like bar soaps?
I don't enjoy them.
What do you enjoy?
Just the liquid soap.
I feel cleaner with a bar of soap. Like, I feel like I'm really getting in there.
Yeah, I feel the same. I used a bar soap, and then I use body wash too, but you know,
smart.
The bar soap
doubling up
is better.
I just use the bro mix. It's the two in one.
Just
it's
conditioner.
It's shampoo and body wash. Like, yep, just give me one thing. That's all I need.
235 DGS on KMOX. Going to play some Studio Feud coming up at 4 p.m. with our buddy Tony Scott.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, Tony's always great.
What was I watching the other day and it was directed by Tony Scott?
Ridley Scott?
No, it was Tony Scott.
No, his brother, Tony, who also directs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear that terrible story about the hunter that a bear fell out of a tree?
No.
They were hunting the bear, I guess. They shot it. It was up in a tree, and it fell out and fell on the guy and killed him.
Terrible.
You have a weird look on your face.
Why are you standing under the bear?
Well, you know the bear.
I've never hunted a bear, so maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Just seems like...
Once you shoot him, clear the way.
I mean, but also, maybe just, I don't know, pick a different angle to shoot? But again, I know nothing about hunting, so just disregard that.
Do you see that the astronauts have been put off again until next spring?
Jeez. Yeah. This is crazy.
Are these the same ones that got up there and then they were like, the ship's broken, we can't come? Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Honest to God, if you were them and you got back, shouldn't they compensate you?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Shouldn't you be given, like, all right, here's a couple $1 million for your troubles because we just disrupted
your life?
I'm sure
that's part of the contract,
though.
And
if they don't, I would sue the living crap. Yeah, the contract wasn't me getting stuck, although there's probably some little clause like, hey, if you get stuck, it's not our fault.
If anything
goes
wrong.
You actually owe us money now.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been feeding you and boarding you.
Yeah. We've been living at your house while you guys were up there.
Yeah, that's crap. That's total crap.
I hope they have like plenty of supplies and stuff. I'm sure they do, but it's just like when it keeps getting extended like this, that's definitely troublesome.
Yeah. And if it was ever this questionable, then why in the world did you send them?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have internet up there?
I'm sure they have the satellite communication capability, so I'm guessing.
Yeah, that'd be weird if they didn't.
Yeah.
Be weird to be on like the internet in space, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I'm having a weird day.
Like, I'm above the earth, but I'm reading what's going on down there.
So you see that Trump maybe going after daylight savings?
Yeah. So I should have looked into this more, but it would just mean that we wouldn't fall back or spring forward. So what would it be like right now?
It would be 1 hour later sunset.
It would be the same as summertime.
Yeah.
Because what people are mad about is not having daylight at the end of the day when they get off work.
Yes.
Okay.
But in northern parts, like where Wheeler grew up, it may not get light until like 8:30 or 9 in the morning.
Yeah, it changes the morning for sure.
Mm.
But like, won't we just get used to whatever it is? Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This was all done, if I remember correctly, for
think
farmers.
We'd miss it, bitching about it.
I wouldn't care. Like, just do it or don't. Like, I would like, it wouldn't be terrible if it just never had to change your clocks, right?
Yeah.
And we did it for reasons that existed when we did it and that are not really that relevant to modern society.
True.
Right? So if it was about, you know, well, in the summertime, there's more sunlight for farmers in the morning and people getting off work, and it was, I think it had something to do with schools. Like, these things aren't as relevant now as they would have been at the time. Big deal if you change it. I just don't get it why it's a big deal either way. I do understand people being like, it sucks when it's dark at 4:44.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I totally get that. But for people that are up in the morning, they're going to be like, it sucks that it's dark at 7:30. So somebody's going to be annoyed.
I saw something today. It was an ad for Missouri. And it was just a picture of the woods, and it said something like, only in Missouri. And it made me think, other than things that are only in Missouri, like the St. Louis Cardinals or, you know, the river or whatever, do we have an argument for only in Missouri? Like, are we significantly different from Arkansas to where it's like, forget Arkansas, only in Missouri?
I mean, nothing's like jumping to mind.
I mean, St. Louis Cardinals, only in Missouri.
I mean, we are a lovely state, you know, if you drive through it and drive, you know, west and south and all that, like down into the Ozark area, you know, it's very lovely down there, beautiful forest. We got Mark Twain National Forest, which I think is a little bit north of the city and out west, and it's you know, it's a great state. We have a ton of beautiful nature here, but I'm not certain that, I don't think most states have, like, can't get this anywhere else in the country. You know what I mean?
But every state has an ad campaign that says something like that, but which is kind of the funny part, right? Because everybody's like, you can't do these things anywhere else. Well, yeah, I know, but, like,
other than the state right next to
you
us.
You kind of can. Yeah. We all like, I mean, I get it, because you're trying to get tourism and you're trying to attract people to do it. I understand that, but I think every state has great strengths, and every state has some weaknesses, and that's what it is.
There's a company I just read about that is helping real estate agents and people who are looking to move and buy real estate to understand the political makeup of their neighborhood. What do you think of that? Useful? Dangerous?
I don't think it's dangerous. I think it's probably incredibly useful for some. Like, if you're the type of person where that really matters to you, then yeah, I think you should have access to that information rather than making it everyone else's problem later. Like, I don't, whenever I'm looking at a place to live, I don't think, like, who are you voting for? Like, that is not at the top of my list at all. But for a lot of people, it is. And I think it's the same people who would, or not the same people, but maybe people who post, like, or put up a political sign, or like the signs that are like, in this house we do this, this, and that, or on the opposite side of the political spectrum. Like, I think people like that would enjoy having access to that type of information.
Just my opinion, it shouldn't matter. You should be able to live around and get along with anybody. I mean, the fact that we've turned so much of our political beliefs into our identities is the problem. You can believe things, and it doesn't have to be your identity.
Why do you think that is? I also had this on my show sheet, just in a larger context. Why do you think it's so absolutely important to most people that you believe what I believe, that you acknowledge that I'm right about religion, about the Beatles, about food? Like, why does that? It just, I get it because I feel it. I feel those emotions. And maybe it has some sort of evolutionary advantage, but it just seems so much easier to be like, oh, you don't like fried chicken. Okay.
Well, first of all, I tend to disagree with you that most people feel that way.
Do you think most people want to be right?
I think most people want to be right, but I don't think most people are like on a mission to
like
find out.
Like seeking out the conflict?
Yeah. And I think if you are on a mission to seek out that conflict, it could be because your worldview is a bit more fragile than, like, you need that external validation for your worldview. Whereas people who are just secure in their worldview don't necessarily need to, like, challenge other people on theirs all the time.
I can't tell whether I'm growing up and evolving and maturing and I'm the second kind of person you just spoke about, or if I'm just tired. Does that make sense?
Can it be both?
Yeah. And maybe I'm growing up because I'm tired. Yeah. Maybe I've just left it all out on the field of my give-a-craps about what you believe and how it differs with what I believe.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's like, Mark Cox is a friend of mine, and if he's super MAGA, okay. Maybe we can talk about it. Maybe we shouldn't. But I don't care.
Right. I think that's kind of my point. Like, you guys know how much I love to argue. And part of loving to argue is trying to convince the other person that you have the better point on that topic. Like, that's part of it. And sometimes you realize, nope, they had a better point, or, yeah, I got to change how I looked at this because they exposed something that I'm not right about. And that's part of the fun of that game. But I'm not just going to go randomly go up to my neighbor and be like, hey, what do you believe on this? And let's argue about it. Like, it should be more of a relationship conversation or a topic on a radio or... you know, it doesn't need to be sought out or like you're not going to find me with bumper stickers on my car telling everybody that they're wrong about something and I'm right about it. You know what I mean by that? I think it's perfectly fine if you have somebody you know, but using Mark Cox as the example, and you guys are hanging out, you're seeing something, and there's something comes on the TV, and you guys talk about that issue, and you're on one spot, and he's on another, and you can argue and talk, and nothing wrong with that. That's normal. What's not normal is seeking it out all the time, every day.
You know what I don't like, though, what I find really unattractive, and it's more of a feeling than it is anything else, when someone feels unconvincible, why are we even having the conversation? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't believe in the traditional gods. Am I going to have a conversation with Amy Mark Scores where at the end of it, she's like, you've convinced me.
Right. Or the other way around.
Right.
Yeah. In a lot of those cases, again, not talking policy or specific issues, but when you're going big picture like that, yeah, you're definitely not.
You can sharpen each other's sword.
Yeah, yeah.
If the sword is important to you.
By the way, there is some fun in that. I know fun because I'm such a me. Because I do think there's some fun in that, but it's got to be, again, in a situation where the people that you're talking to are people you know.
Yeah.
And not just people, not just your neighbor down the street, not something you sought out because you ran into someone at the store. Should be people you know, because then it has more meaning as a back and forth.
253 DGS. So good news. Phoebe Frances Glover is back in town from KU for like 6 weeks, you know, how the college break is.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Bad news. Everyone in her sorority got the flu she was on her way out. Bad news. She has it now.
Oh, no.
And it really brings home to you how the parenting, it's the right word, almost obsession. Like, you've taken care of them from the time they're born through grade school, through so many throw-up flus and all those kinds of things and the growly Gusses and all the different times I've spent the night with Phoebe out on a deck so that she could breathe the cool air and, you know, just... And now she's almost 20, and she's suffering, she's throwing up, she's eating ice chips, all that kind of stuff. And it's just so much harder, I think, when your instinct is to be as active as you've ever been, and yet they're a grown-up.
Yep.
It's just kind of weird.
Yep.
You okay, babe?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry you're feeling bad.
Yep. Yep, they know. Believe me, that's the thing, is when they're that age, it's probably starting, like, you know, late high school, where they'll let you know if it's really bad, and they'll also let you know that it's okay to leave them alone.
I'm so mad at the Fed. I'm sorry, just to change topics. We're down 1,000 points on the Dow. There's one thing I do agree with Trump on. Trump basically says, Fed Schmed, all of your Kinsey and Cross and your macro and micro economics, you lower those rates so that people can buy houses and cars and things like that, and that'll take care of it. I tend to be more that kind of person. And the Fed came out today, lowered it a quarter, and said, like, we're pretty much done here. Like, don't keep expecting this. Well, we're still in the upper sixes. And the Dow's down 1,000 points.
Right, but if you keep doing it, that's what helps inflation go up.
So they say.
Well, I mean, it's what happened.
But is that what caused it?
I don't think anybody knows that there's a cause.
Bingo.
There's a lot of things that contribute.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So let's do the one thing that makes people happy.
Boy. I mean, what makes people happy isn't always what's best for them.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just about making people happy when houses aren't selling, when cars aren't selling.
But they are, aren't they?
No. It's been a bad year for houses. It's been a terrible year.
I thought the housing prices were like through the roof.
No, it's been a down year.
So the prices on houses are coming down?
No, not coming down. They're not selling as many houses.
Well, no, they're having problems with construction.
Well, existing homes, too.
Right.
Because people are just not...
Wait, I'm confused, because shouldn't that mean then the houses would be less expensive now? If they're not selling, laws of supply and demand would mean you have to lower your prices. Because that's what happened to me when we got caught in the 2006-2007 crisis when I moved from Chicago to here. That's when the real estate market went into the crapper, and we had to sell our house at a loss, at a significant loss, because the value of homes just went down. Now, granted, we actually sold it like later on in the crisis, not at the beginning of it, but still... That's why I'm confused, because with me, it kicked me in the ass. And it was like, yep, the market's really bad. Nobody's paying anything, so you got to lower the prices.